This is Yana Hernandez doing an oral history report for Alaska History. The date is March 18, 1993. I will be interviewing Lana Metrokin of Kodiak. Okay, how long have you been on Kodiak Island?
66 years.
Since 1923?
1927.
Oh, that's a 27, I'm sorry. That's a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Kodiak?
Well, I married a man from Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
He used to work over there in Chicnic.
In Chicnic?
Yeah, he worked there a long time. So he wanted to come back to his home.
Mm-hmm. And what is your origin, or where are you originally from?
Chicnic.
Chicnic? Mm-hmm. So you lived there all your life, basically.
Yeah, lived there all the time until I came here.
Mm-hmm. What did you do then when you first came to Kodiak? Okay, what did you do when you came to Kodiak?
What did I do? Well, I was busy with babies. My oldest girl was a baby. She's about 11 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just home all the time. Just a had the two babies born here.
Uh-huh. So you brought up your family here in Kodiak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was Kodiak like when you first came here, as in the town?
Well, it was just a small little town. Mm-hmm. Real nice, quite peaceful.
What was the population?
I think maybe like 450.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but pretty close.
What was in the town, like as for buildings and...
Well, there was always these two stores, and the church was here, always here, Moses here, the church. And the Baptist mission moved over here years after that. Mm-hmm. It used to be over on Woody Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that moved over here for years.
I noticed I talked to you last time, you said you had church yesterday. What religion are you?
Orthodox.
Russian Orthodox? And do you go to the one right here, right next to the senior center?
Yes, right down below.
Right, right. What makes the Russian Orthodox Church different from other religions?
Well, it's kind of like Catholic.
Mm-hmm. One real interesting thing I think is the cross. Can you tell me what the cross symbolizes? How it has a three bars of cross?
The Father and the Son.
Okay, and the bottom bar of the cross has like a slant. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. That's been two different explanations about it. As he was on the cross, or something about how his foot got, you know. I even have a book, I read it, but it's been so long time since I read it, but that's what it is about. How he had his feet on
it. He rested his foot on it, made the bar move, or if it's a wood. That's interesting philosophy. Okay.
Yeah, this, the old church, when I come here, and it burnt in the 40s sometimes, in the later 40s, the old church. It was an old one, was bigger than this one.
Really? How did it burn?
Well, nobody knows.
It just burned completely?
There was, I believe there was church that evening. Seems like there was church that evening. It was log, made out of log.
Wood church that was burned fast.
And it was bigger, way bigger than this one.
What's the biggest holiday for the Russian Orthodox Church? The most celebrated?
Christmas.
Christmas.
And Easter. Easter, Christmas is right.
Right. What do you do for Easter with the Russian Orthodox?
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of church.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always 3 days holiday. 3 days. Church for 3 days.
Are there any specific traditions, like do you eat certain foods or do you celebrate?
Oh, well, right now during this Lent, a lot of them do a lot of fasting.
Oh, fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't fast like all of it. I think it's kind of hard when a person gets older.
Right. Was your husband also involved with church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what business was your husband into that brought him here?
He was from here, mm-hmm. you know, just, and that's why he wanted to come back to stay in Oxford. He was just over at Chicknick working.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at Clerkin's store for many years.
So he wasn't a fisherman or anything?
No. He did that here in later years, though. He had to. It was really not too much work here.
When you first came here in the 1920s, was fishing a big thing here then?
Very little thing.
What was the big industry then?
Well, my husband used to trap. That was when the Longford, where prices were pretty good.
Oh, trapping furs?
Yeah, trapping, yeah.
What kind of furs?
Well, they had, on the island here, they had red foxes. They had silvers and they had cross. And there was land otter too.
What about seal? Seal's fur?
Seal? No, he never did.
So he mainly did on the land.
He used to get foxes. And there was a good price for the long fur. And it didn't ever come up anymore,
mm-hmm.
the prices of that long fur.
Mm-hmm.
I had a beautiful neck piece he made for me, and it was a cross fox. And you can just see the cross in the back.
How beautiful, yes.
Yeah, they're pretty. And I took three babies that I sold.
Yeah, right. So how did it change in the 30s, 1930s, Kodiak? Or the 40s?
Or the 40s. Things are pretty much kind of the same in the 30s, but in the 40s, that's when it really... World War II.
Oh, what was it like during World War II?
Well, it's pretty lively. A lot of servicemen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too long after the Dutch Harbor bombing that we had to be, windows had to be all black every night. We
oh, really?
Things made to not show any light.
Were you afraid of being bombed or?
Oh, yeah, we were. We had to. Oh, I think my husband made trench. Our house is kind of like this way, and there's kind of a little banter, so we made a trench underneath it. But a friend and I, we rented a little cabin for the whole summer with somebody we knew, some old man, out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we would go. We had to
for
go.
Safety.
When Dutch Harbor's bombed, we went out and stayed for a few days. But the fog hung thick here on the island. I think that's why they didn't get here.
So the fog blocked the airplanes from coming
here?
The
fog was so thick here for, I think, for about 3 days, just really, the fog was just hanging.
So you think the fog saved the city
I'm
from
sure,
being bombed
I'm
more?
Sure.
Interesting. Were people killed in this bombing? I mean, did they ever actually bomb Kodiak City?
No. No, they couldn't find a way there. Because uh-huh. the fog was so thick. No. They never got here.
And how long was Kodiak involved, like, being threatened to be bombed?
It was quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time. In fact, I made my first trip going out to Seattle in 1948, and the passenger boat, the old Anelli, was still blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
So there was peace yet. So on our way, we were going out, and it was declared. There was light in the evenings, and they didn't have lunches, and soon this was all cleared, and we'd get up, we'd all go have lunch and evenings. Took a long time going down, I don't know, 9 or 10 days stopping in Kansas all the time.
What were you doing when the first World War II was announced, that the war had began?
You almost couldn't do nothing, you were so upset.
Everybody did you have listened to radio, or?
That's all we had to listen to, radio.
That's all you had was radio?
Mm-hmm.
So how was, you said there were a lot of servicemen, how has that number changed? I mean, are there less here now or more?
Oh, there's hardly none here now. I don't know if there's any soldiers here, I don't know. But there was plenty to hear then.
Which branch was it, mainly the Navy, Army, or?
Well, they had Navy came, the Army was the first ones here. Oh,
Army.
There was some Marines come too. I think the Marines were the first, then the Army came. And there was lots of Army.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And Navy also?
Navy.
Because I know the Coast Guard base used to be a Navy base.
Yeah.
And so what was Kodiak like after World War II?
Well, it was pretty lively. A lot of people coming in. There was work, you know, building the base out there.
Did you notice the number of servicemen decrease?
I wouldn't know how many, but to me there was a few thousand. Because I know later on, after things got more organized and a cleaning plant was built downtown, and it was a lot of work for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then how was Kodiak in the 1950s?
In the 1950s? I think it was still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Slowed down now to nothing.
Mm-hmm. And then 1960 came around, and then pretty soon a tsunami came. What was that like here? Did you have much preparation for that, or?
Well, there was no warning. We didn't know. Oh, I was working the cannery. It was a crab cannery right below where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's all moons down there now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of king crab. Oh, there was so much. I think we worked over 3 weeks with no day off.
Oh, really?
So this was a Thursday, and the superintendent said, as well as you girls can stay home now, to come back Saturday morning. Saturday morning, there's nothing there.
Unbelievable.
That was the first thing that washed away. Was
so you didn't
cavity.
Have any preparation at all? You,
no.
Where were you during the actual tsunami?
Well, I was home just when, I was home, and I remember it so well. I was sitting reading a paper. We only got one paper a week that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting reading the paper, and my grandson was sitting by the table, and I said, Jimmy, don't shake that table. He said, I'm not shaking it, Grandma. And the earth started to shake.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got stronger. Oh, boy. I had something sitting on the stove keeping warm till my daughter came from work. Over it went. But we didn't, there was not much damage done at all in our house. Some people's water line just broke, but not ours.
Oh, really?
Our
you weren't flooded?
Our house is kind of sitting more or less on rock like. So none of our water lines are not going to broke.
How high was the water?
It really come up, but what it did, it came in and it went out. Mm-hmm. It was going like that. Channel got sucked out dry. I didn't see that because I took the younger kids, I had three boys with me, and we went up to the school.
Mm-hmm.
But I turned the radio on right away when this shaking started. And it says to take to high grounds immediately. There was going to be a tidal wave here hitting us in 30 minutes. So I went out and I met my husband, who was coming from the shop, and he said, oh, this is going to be bad. And nothing ever scared him. He was tough.
Mm.
So I took the kids and we went up. So I stayed up there till about 3 in the morning. There was a lot of people up there at the school.
Wow. Is that Peterson? Or what
no,
school?
No, this one right up here.
The high school?
The main high school.
Oh,
yeah.
The high school.
Yeah.
Oh, the shelter.
Yeah, that's where we were. I was up there till 3 in the morning. It was just full of people. They had to, water lines and electricity broke off.
What areas were damaged the most?
Well, I tell you, Kodiak was really damaged. I tried to walk into town 2 or 3 days after a friend came down and picked me up when he'd gone see. I get into town, but I wouldn't go back anymore. It was just, it was so terrible.
Hmm. Were there a lot of people who lost their lives?
Well, I think there was about 7 of them.
Really? That's all? It wasn't more?
There was a teacher and his wife, they were going to go out and spend Easter out someplace out in the bays after some people they knew. They found his body, but they never found her.
No.
And lots of them down here in the boat harbor, they didn't get off of the boats in time enough, and some got away in there. That was terrible.
Nothing. Wow.
Oh, it was.
So how long did it take to clean up all the mess from the tsunami?
Oh, took quite a while, but they really worked hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really sad thing. There was so much people up at the school, and I had my radio with me, and somebody took it.
Mm-hmm.
And uh-huh. I kept watching for that radio, and pretty soon, this man too, I know who it was, Benson, he was a teacher. I saw him when he come and put my radio back down. And this, it's just high like a white wall, and it was foaming. This is one of these big ones was coming in.
Wow, a wave.
Yeah, and then I could see it. These islands protected a lot, because when this wave hits the island, it breaks off so much. So I saw that white wall coming just foaming. And when it hit Wood Island, it ripped off a big chunk, so that was better. But it got in.
So a lot of the land actually went with this wave.
Yeah.
And wow.
This part of the island went down some, but by now I think it came up. You could tell because after the earthquake, people couldn't find plans to when that part went down. Now the land came up.
Now, how long did this actually last, the whole earthquake tidal wave?
Oh, this, we got little aftershocks for days and days afterwards. Sometimes they're pretty strong and sometimes just small ones. That went on for quite a while.
Several days.
Probably went on and then on into maybe 2 years.
Wow.
Small ones.
It was continuous.
Mm-hmm. Aftershock.
Have there been any other earthquakes here since you've been here?
They've had a few, and if they think it's going to be kind of big one, they want us to leave to get up, that we shouldn't be under 100 foot level, like.
Mm-hmm.
So where we go up there, and the last time when I went after, you couldn't get near that school ground area. There was so much people.
Everybody wanted to go there.
Yeah, there's so much people here now with all the Orientals.
I think also Peterson is another school that they can go to. You mentioned schools. What was the first school on Kodiak?
First school? I could never explain, but it was down here downtown.
Main when I come. Or east or was it an elementary school?
Yeah, it was. There was no high school. Yeah, they did in later years. Maybe I remember there's three boys that came out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
This is just not a very big school.
Have you dealt with the schools here at all, like worked in them or gone to them?
Schools?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked up at this school up here after the, when did I start working there? I was working there before the big tidal wave. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was in the kitchen cooking.
Right.
Managed the kitchen.
Have you noticed any changes in the weather in Kodiak since you've been here and to now? I mean, has it got colder or warmer or?
Well, we've had more rain than we ever had years ago.
Because I remember reading earlier, 50-something years ago, the temperatures were so much colder here that they could make ice on the island and they would sell ice. Do you know anything about that?
I've been hearing about it, yeah.
Do you know any stories about ice or know anybody who sold ice? Or?
All I did was hear, I heard about it, they made ice, but that's about all I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was Kodiak like in the 70s? Did any new businesses pop up or business buildings?
I don't know, it's just, well.
How about grocery stores? Where did you shop?
Well, there's been a lot of change in the grocery stores. There was a place there now, it's Sears Roebuck, that was a store. Mm-hmm. He'd been there for quite a few years, I don't know where he is now. But then in safety, coming, he just left.
Mm-hmm. Also, did people use credit back then more often? Instead of like paying cash or everything, people just used credit and then at the end of the year they paid off their credit with?
We did. Mm-hmm. With crafts, and I still do. But uh-huh. I pay mine by the month.
Oh, the craft credit?
But I like to trade with them because they were mighty good to us.
Mm-hmm.
There's days there you couldn't make much money, like my husband. Did a little fishing this summer, and that wasn't very much. Never had no good gear like they have now.
Mm-hmm.
But you made money on trapping pretty good.
And so they gave you goods, and you gave them the furs and the fish that you
got? Yeah, the man would come right down to a place, craft store. I still trade there.
Oh, really?
Because they helped us do a good to us.
What do you trade now?
I trade mostly in crafts.
Oh, arts and crafts?
Craft store.
Oh, crafts, right. Mm-hmm.
That's an intricate craft. Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you trade with them?
Trade? What do you mean?
You said you still trade with them?
Well, this is what I mean because I buy their.
Oh, you mean on credit?
Yeah,
I see. Oh,
yeah.
You still use credit at crafts?
Yeah, I pay it by the month.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a Safeway just once in a while. This is handy for me. See,
you're right in the city in the middle of everything.
See the center over here?
Right.
There's a driver there. Mm-hmm. He drives the car, and we have 2 days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we go shopping. He mm-hmm. takes us down when we're ready. We just call 6181 and he picks us oh. up. So I mostly go right down here, but I do go to Safeway once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
City markets, I don't go there. It's kind of out of my way. I go to the closest one.
Right next to all the rest of the town.
And I like to deal with crafts, because through the years, of course, all of them, they're all gone now, crafts family.
Really? No,
they're all gone.
Not family owned anymore.
I think even all the sisters, the crafts, Ben Craft, they're all gone.
Did anything happen in the 80s?
The 80s? Yeah, I don't know what new happened here then. I moved here in 81.
In this apartment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live before?
It's about 3 blocks from here. You have to go down on this lower park. And my daughter and her husband has mine. It's kind of a big lot. It's not a good one, though. That kind of comes this way and it's that way. And my granddaughter, my daughter has 2 houses there. Well, she has 3 houses.
Mm.
She bought my old house because it's a pretty good size old house. And there was no point in me burning oil. I remember one time a fill was in the winter time at this chemical. It was over 400 and something for a fill oil, you know.
For a month or for a whole season?
No, it was for about 5 weeks, I guess. It was cold. Just for me alone, living in that house.
And when was this? What year?
It was after my husband died in 78. So I stayed there in the house for 3 years.
So in the 70s, the oil was $400 for 5 weeks?
For about 5 weeks.
Very expensive.
So I've moved one person in the house. It doesn't make sense.
Right. So you moved into his apartment.
My daughter she bought the property. And she's built 2 houses on it. It's a nice old house, though. I didn't miss it. These mm-hmm. are so small. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff. I'm great for, you know, making all kinds
of... Yeah, they're beautiful, yeah.
All kinds of things. And
see, a lot of arts and crafts and hobbies.
I should have a whole room for myself, so I'm making this for a new little granddaughter that's about it.
Yeah, a lot beautiful, right?
She's super on toes, not quite finished. I gotta make an underslip.
Very nice.
Make socks and I just blankets and sweaters.
How long have you been knitting?
I think I've been doing that since I was about 8, 9 years old.
Really? Yeah. I never even learned how.
Oh, I like it. This is crocheting.
Crocheting?
Mm-hmm. This is crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scarf.
That probably keeps you warm here and you make scarves and hats.
Yeah, I have a really nice one that I made. It's wool, it's pure wool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady here that gave me the wool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice one. I can put it on my shoulder so I don't feel cold in church, and that's I can just feel me warming up. And that's knit, this is knitted.
Yeah, how often do you go to church?
Real often.
Several times a week?
Yeah. I went last night.
Mm-hmm.
The first week to go twice a day, but I don't go to all of them because I have little hip troubles and stuff, you know.
For sitting a long
well,
time.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you said yesterday was Lent for you?
Well, this is Lent now.
The season
until
of Lent until Easter?
Yeah, until Easter, yeah.
Are you more active in a church during Easter time?
Very much like my little pips. I love them so much. Yeah.
So are you more active during Easter time in a church?
Yeah, like there's a lot of church.
Right.
It's pretty. All the singing they do. They have special singing for Easter.
Mm-hmm. So do you know any other stories
about...
Did you
ever go there to the church?
Not Russian Orthodox, although I'm Lutheran. My family's from Finland. And Russian Orthodox is a big thing there.
They have a beautiful choir.
Uh-huh. I'll have to go there sometime.
Oh, they seem so pretty.
I love the shape of the Russian Orthodox Church. Does that symbolize anything? The shape of it? Because most churches have tall steeples on it, and they kind of have like those round...
Yeah.
Have you heard any stories about the shape of the church? Does it mean anything? Or
it probably is a lot of names.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other stories that you about Kodiak that you think are interesting?
Oh, were you here last
year? I came here in November, so I've only been here 4 months.
Oh, well, then you've been here. You were here for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've seen what they do, huh? They go around and sing Christmas carols. They go around.
I live in Bell's Flats. And
oh, I see. Yeah,
so we're kind of away from the city.
Oh.
So at Christmas time, they go around and sing carols,
yeah,
here?
Mm-hmm. They go around, yeah.
Is that the church does that?
The church,
the choir.
Choir. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did that in our youth group, I remember, in a Lutheran church a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Florida.
You have to come in every morning then, huh? Go back in the unit?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh.
Have you been to other parts of Alaska?
I never traveled. I didn't travel around too much. I haven't even traveled much on the island here. As long as I lived here.
Right.
I just stayed home all the time.
Have you ever hiked, Bunny?
Not too much.
Where have you hiked?
Didn't do none of it here much.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime picking berries, but I traveled around quite a bit.
What kind of berries do you pick here?
Oh, they call them salmon berries. You can't do that tomorrow because it's all built up all over now where we used to pick. Can't do it more.
Salmon berries? What other berries are here? Do they have blueberries? Or
yeah, they're blueberries. They're kind of out in the wooded areas,
mm-hmm.
like.
Yeah, out in Bell's Flats, there's a lot of bushes.
That's right.
How about bears? Have you seen any bears here? Because I know they have the world's largest bears here.
I haven't seen them. My husband, see, he used to be a bear hunter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was a guide. But no, I'm scared of them. I hear about them once in a while now.
Yeah, they're on Bell's Flats. They're knocking over garbage things there now.
Yeah.
That's in yesterday's newspaper. So you haven't seen them. What advice would you give to someone if they saw a bear?
I just don't know.
I have never seen one.
Hmm. They're tough.
Where did your husband do most of his hunting?
Well, they did some here on the island, back around in Uganda. But as later years, they'd go out different places. They even go way up, they'd go up to Anchorage, and then go into the Rainy Pass up in there. Probably maybe they did some sheep hunting too then, I don't know, but they used to go there too.
Mm-hmm. I've heard stories that the bears, they get the cattle on this island.
Oh, sure.
Have you heard anything?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Did cattle used to be a big market on this island?
There's quite a bit of cattle. There's quite a few ranchers out there. I don't know if they're still around or not.
I haven't seen that many. I know that I've read that there used to be more.
Yeah, I don't think there's much now. I don't think so.
Does this island have any traditions or celebrations they have every year at a certain time? Like, I know there's a crab festival.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And fishing, and I even think there's a fair of some sort.
Yeah, they have a state fair.
And what do they do there? Have you been there?
That's kind of in the fall. Well, I used to go out, but I don't go out anymore. I used to make things and take them out. I don't do it anymore. Just getting too old, 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't go there anymore. They still do. It's pretty interesting. There's women there. There used to be family here. They're not here no more. Now boys used to have good stuff from the gardens.
Mm-hmm. They grow their garden.
I had pretty good gardens years ago too when I was home all the time.
So you?
I even had peas one year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of thing did you grow?
Oh, I had lettuce and tomatoes. And
you had them outside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they grew well in the summer,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
I think the summers then was nice warm. Summers didn't rain so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we had more berries too.
So now it rains more, you think?
Mm-hmm. We had started raspberries in our yard down there, and just, boy, they multiply fast.
Really?
This is my favorite berry, raspberries.
Yeah, I like raspberries too.
I like raspberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
I never buy store jam. I buy my berries from store and they make my own
really?
Jam.
The old fashioned way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good too.
Probably the best, huh?
Yeah.
Have there been any plane crashes on this island or?
Oh, yeah. There has.
Because I imagine with all the fog and the tall mountains and.
Yeah.
You know of any planes or incidences?
Right here on the island, I'm not looking at the thing first, but I know there has been. I hope there won't be none when I see that.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite things about Kodiak Island?
Climate.
Mm-hmm.
The climate is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. As compared to the rest of Alaska.
Maybe since I've lived here that long, I don't know anything, all I can think about is living here.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been out to Seattle. My oldest daughter lives out there, and a lot of granddaughters and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I haven't been out. I think the last time I was out in 84.
Mm-hmm. So you have how many children live on Kodiak now?
I have two daughters here. I had three girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And two of them live here now?
Two
and they like
two
in here too? So they lived here all their lives?
Well, they've been gone. My youngest daughter, they moved down when her husband was in the service in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went down, she was down San Diego.
Your youngest daughter is in Seattle?
They're on a trip right now. No, they have my, I sold to them, you know, my property down there, mm-hmm. So they have a nice home there.
Mm, that's nice.
They have two houses, one rents.
What are some things about Kodiak you don't like?
I don't think there's anything I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I just have lived here too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
That's your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is totally different for me. It's from where I'm from. I'm from a big city and this is so small. I feel like almost the world stands still when I'm here.
Yeah. Where do you go in the summer?
Where do I go? I mean, we just moved here in November from Palm Beach, Florida, so.
Oh, I see.
Very different.
I see.
Is there a lot of crime here?
Well, I don't think so,
mm-hmm.
But there's been lately, in this last few, even those last year, I think there's been not very nice things happening.
Mm-hmm. Also, what were the natives here when you first came to Kodiak? The people who lived here? Were there a lot of Eskimos or Alouettes?
No, I don't think there was no Eskimos at all here. They start coming here now when they have the school here.
Mm-hmm.
The school right across here, you know.
So they came here for the school?
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. all, there's a lot, turned out to quite a few priests.
What kind of people were here when you came here?
There was a lot of, talking a lot of Russian.
Russian?
Yeah,
right.
Talking a lot of Russian.
Do you speak any Russian?
I could if I have to, I understand everything.
Oh, you understand mm-hmm. more?
I understand.
Did you learn that here?
No.
Before
I come.
Oh.
Well, look at that. I look like it's snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing.
How was the going, the traveling between here and those flats is already pretty good?
Well, the roads just aren't very good here. There's
full
so many potholes. I think the city, it's worse. From here, like, from the Coast Guard base down to Bell's Flat, the roads are pretty nice, actually. But that's one thing Kodiak could improve on, is the roads.
Yes.
How long have they had paved roads here?
It's been quite a while now. Quite a while. I don't know exactly how many years.
Mm-hmm.
The bars are in bad shape.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ruins your cars. So what is the senior center like?
It's really nice. We've never been in it, huh?
No, just the first time I've, you know, come by. I mean, it looks nice.
It is nice. Oh, well, it's just, there's lights on. It's the janitor over there. He cleans in the evenings.
Are there a lot of people who live there that have lived in Kodiak for a long time?
Yeah. There's a lounge over in that part. Mm-hmm. Here's where they eat. I didn't go to eat today.
You have a very nice view. It looks right down on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice big windows. I noticed a picture on the wall, the Visual Arts Center auction, 1986. It's a picture of a bear. What does that picture mean?
That's what my grandson, he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's up in the University of Fairbanks, University of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
His mom just called me a few days ago. She said, Alvin is Professor Amison now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to say about Kodiak? Anything that would be interesting to be in history forever?
I think people here are nice. Mm-hmm. One thing. Pretty friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah. Like us here in the building here, we're just like we're at home. But my little place, you notice, is kind of cluttered, but it's so small.
Mm-hmm. It looks very neat to me.
My work is all, if I only had one little room where I could have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here now since 81.
Yeah, in this apartment. It's nice. I like Kodiak. I think I'm gonna like it here.
And then if it gets cold, it don't stay cold too long.
And the days when it's sunny, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you like it in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. I'm into hiking.
There's a lot of nice beaches to go to.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the water too cold to swim in, though?
Well, it can get pretty warm here, but
really?
Maybe.
Have you ever swam in the ocean here?
No, we used to. Years ago, way out there was nothing there in the mountains of lakes. I'd go out there with the kids and two women of us.
And swim in the lake?
Learn how to swim. I never did learn how to. We only went one time. I even got wings for myself.
No.
Those, you know,
inner tubes, right.
Up in mm-hmm. air.
And is that, what lake was that? Do you know the name of it?
I think it's out that way on this. It could have been, I don't know, if it was on. Those lakes are closed up now. They just, you can't even see them. I know we weren't out by the one by the mission out there farther up, but there was one closer this way, but that's all filled up now and all built up in there.
What's the warmest it gets here?
Oh, gosh. I've seen it pretty warm, like almost 90, I guess.
Oh, really? 90 degrees? Yeah. That's very warm.
Hot, yeah.
I bet that's nice, because then you have really warm summer and then nice mild winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add in?
Anything? Oh, we have, I think, for the little traveling I've been doing, Kodiak has the nicest and the healthiest looking trees.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that?
Yes, they are beautiful.
And anchors, they're so spindly, and here they are nice and bushy and green. Oh, they get the best trees.
You know, what's funny is that on this side of the island, more towards Bruce Cape, there are so many more trees. And on Bell's Flats, there's hardly any trees.
Is that right?
I don't know, are they chopped down or... I heard something like that was more of a rainforest over there. Because this part where you live, it has beautiful trees and all the way around
yes.
there. But Bell's Flats is like hardly any trees at all.
Mm-hmm.
You could look far away and not see any trees, you know?
Okay, we're kind of sitting lower down maybe
mm-hmm.
or something. Huh?
Could be. Maybe the climate's just different on...
There must be a lot of people out there now, huh?
It has grown pretty much.
There was nothing there before. It just kept on growing.
No, I haven't seen what it was like before, but now, I mean, it's still pretty sparse. You know, there's not that many people out there.
I can remember first when there was a man come here that he set himself up in a little dairy farm out there. He used to sell milk.
Did you just go down there and buy it, or?
No, they deliver it into town.
Yeah, they're still quite, I mean, I see some people with little farms in their yards, like sheep and chickens, and horses are a big thing. The people used to ride horses down here in the city?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did that stop, basically?
The man that did have horses, I think, was, I saw his picture in the paper just 2 days ago, that died in Ellensburg. It's a farm out there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that seeing him.
Do they have horse-drawn carriages here?
No.
Just horses.
Just horses.
When was the first car brought here?
I know when I first come here, there was just a Model T,
mm-hmm.
one of his bulldogs.
In the 20s?
Because I had a ride in it. This, my husband's brother-in-law came down to the boat to get us and took us up to the hotel. See, I don't know.
And what hotel was that?
Oh, it was right downtown.
Is it still here today? So you've seen a lot of businesses come and go here, right?
And there used to be a little bank downtown, too.
Is that still
here? Oh, yeah, bank, no. It's a little small one. And I always want to take my little bank book over there. I don't know if anyone has one. Your bank book was just about that big, a little brown one, and they'd be different like now.
2 inches big, wow.
Little bank book.
Yeah, now they're so big, or
everything now is done just a bit different. Probably
mm-hmm.
faster and easier.
With the computers and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one thing that scares me all the time. When it gets so slippery,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, I fell
that
twice.
That worries me. I've been
the
so...
The ice is bad here.
Before I go to bed at night, I look out here to see. And when I see those cars getting all frosted, you know, the cars down
mm-hmm.
here, that means freezing a little bit.
Because
mm-hmm. older people got to be careful.
Yes.
We walk down to church a lot, but
mm-hmm.
if it's raining, we go together and get a cab. It costs $3 to go down.
Mm-hmm. The church, is the person, is it a pope, a pastor, or a priest? What do you call him?
Priest, the priest.
Priest?
Mm-hmm.
And who's a priest there now?
Oh, gee, our priest there really is Father John Zabinko. But there's Father Joseph Krita and his son. But his son, Father Peter, he goes a lot to Uzinki and Port Lyons and those places. He travels a lot.
Uzinki? Where's Uzinki?
It's not far from here.
mm-hmm.
Port Lyons is a little farther.
Mm-hmm.
Probably to Uzinki's only about 10-15 minutes.
So the priests go from church to church?
Yeah, this is the same priest he travels.
Mm-hmm.
But Father John stays here.
So there's one father who
mm-hmm.
stays here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for a very interesting interview. I appreciate your time.